And many industries we know are struggling during this coronavirus outbreak. But at least one type of business is in high demand, professional cleaning, work that can be unpleasant in normal times, but now may feel downright unnerving in the midst of this pandemic. And as Callum Borgers from member station WBUR reports, there may not be enough trained workers to do it.
Anna Rodriguez has 11 kids to support, and she needs a job with flexible hours. So last year, she started a commercial and residential cleaning company called Sparkling Star Cleaners in Rockland, Massachusetts. Besides making her own schedule, she likes that she didn't need special training to go into business.
No, you know, as a mother, I really know, like, what kind of safety for me to use. And then I did my own training online, watching videos.
Rodriguez's kind of self-taught cleaning is pretty typical, but Patty Ollinger says it may not be sufficient to confront the coronavirus. She's executive director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council, part of a major sanitation trade group in Illinois.
One of the things that this pandemic is showing us is that we don't have enough trained individuals. This is potentially a gap in our industry from a standpoint of really making that connection of cleaning to health.
Ollinger says properly sanitizing buildings can involve experienced professionals and electrostatic sprayers, which sound like this.
You just want to keep moving, you know?
At a school in Wellesley, Mass., Tony Vasliadis is disinfecting a drinking fountain with a misting gun. It's attached by a hose to a tank on his back, and the whole contraption makes him look a bit like a Ghostbuster. Instead of trying to ward off some phantom, he and his fellow custodians are guarding against the coronavirus, an urgent and potentially risky task after the parent of two students in the district tested positive.
If I get it, I get it. I'm going to go to the doctor and see what they can do.
Vasliadis says custodians frequently get sick in their first year of scrubbing germs and wiping up bodily fluids, some reward for a gig that starts at less than $20 an hour in this town. He says he'll even spray his car keys at the end of his shift and hope he's built up a strong immune system over 8 years on the job. The custodians take other measures, too.
Our custodians always wear gloves, and they'll wear a mask.
Joe McDonough is the facility's director for the town of Wellesley. He says there's a lot more to cleaning thoroughly and safely than just grabbing a mop and broom.
We spent 2 days training them on bloodborne pathogen, asbestos awareness, the right to know law.
That's the right to know about potential hazards, like the coronavirus, in the workplace. Simply knowing about a risk isn't the same as knowing how to minimize it. This is why Patty Ollinger's BioRisk Group is developing a new certification program that she hopes will become industry standard. She pictures plaques on the walls of hotels, for example, signaling that housekeepers use best practices to stop diseases from spreading. That could be reassuring for guests and housekeepers alike. Right now, hotels are making good faith, but largely informal efforts to protect employees, says Carlos Aramayo. He's secretary treasurer of Unite Here Local 26, a union representing thousands of hospitality workers in Greater Boston.
You know, some properties are starting to give people 5-minute breaks every hour to wash their hands, doing some trainings on how to wash your hands. I know that's a specific thing that's come up as well.
Other hotels have gone so far as closing temporarily, including a Marriott in Boston that hosted a meeting tied to the majority of coronavirus cases in Massachusetts. Marriott says it's responding to the outbreak with the help of a professional cleaning firm from Minnesota. For NPR News, I'm Callum Borchers in Boston.